Well, you've heard the complaint before. Rents have gotten too damn high. And you know it can't just be Seattle. Rents are rising even faster now in Tacoma. In January, the rate of rent growth in Tacoma was almost 2 percentage points higher than the rate of growth in Seattle. That's according to a national company that tracks rental markets. Tacoma's mayor, Marilyn Strickland, told me what she thinks ought to be done about it.
I think it's a combination of things. You know, one of the challenges that you have in this market is, you know, it costs just as much to build something in Tacoma as it does in Bellevue or Seattle. So the return on investment is going to be around what someone can get in rents. And if the market in Tacoma means softer rents, it means the developer is going to make less money or, in some case, not even recoup their investment. And so it's really, again, taking a very holistic look at what we can do to incentivize people to build more affordable housing and making sure that we have the types of jobs in place and good transportation that allows a family to afford to live comfortably.
Now, Seattle's leaders touched on the third rail of densifying single-family neighborhoods. Is the single-family home sacred, or do we need to change our idea of what a residential city neighborhood is?
Well, I think that in Tacoma, for example, we have a really nice stock of single-family housing in great neighborhoods, but we've also designated specific mixed-use centers where we want multifamily housing. So for me, you know, until those mixed-use centers are filled to the brim with multifamily housing, I think that we're pretty safe as far as keeping the single-family homes as well.
I know you've watched Seattle's housing affordability crisis play out. What has Seattle done that made you say, we're definitely avoiding that mistake?
You know, I'm not going to criticize Seattle because Seattle is really a fantastic city that's experiencing a lot of growth. And it's experiencing growth because there are jobs there and people want to move there. The lessons for me, I think, as Mayor of Tacoma, you can't separate land use from transportation. So we have to put in public transportation systems and think about land use planning and transportation as hand in hand. I think the other thing that's important too is we have to make sure that we're trying to attract and grow jobs at all income levels. You know, everyone's not going to be a master's degree holding person who works in technology. Where are the manufacturing jobs? Where are the construction jobs? So making sure that there are jobs that pay well in various sectors to make sure that our economy stays diverse. And then also too, you know, having the opportunity to work on keeping people housed before they become homeless. So, you know, it's a very complicated, comprehensive approach to it, but we have to look at it holistically if we're really going to make sure that this region stays affordable and desirable for everyone.
Here's something you hear in Seattle a lot. Seattle is losing our soul. Is our soul moving to Tacoma?
Well, I wouldn't say that Seattle's soul is moving to Tacoma because Tacoma has always had soul. And so I think it's really a conversation about, you know, who we are as a region. How does each municipality fit into that overall identity of the region? And just making sure that, you know, our cities remain places where families want to live, where people from all walks of life and all backgrounds have great access, making sure that our public schools are strong in every single neighborhood, and really making sure that opportunity is not defined by the zip code in which you live.
What is Tacoma's soul? How do you define that?
I would say Tacoma's soul is about being authentic, being unapologetic for who we are, but also, I think of Tacoma as come as you are. Everyone's welcome here, and there's a place for you.
There is a place for you in Tacoma. That's Tacoma's mayor, Marilyn Strickland. We were talking about this study from a national company that rents are rising even faster in Tacoma than they are in Seattle. Mayor Strickland told me, though, that there's still plenty of affordable housing available in her city.